My name is Denise Viquez, and I work at Crew Corporation, and I'm contracted there as a technical writer. A bit of my background is that I have a Bachelor's of Science in Biology from Governor State University. That's in University Park, Illinois. I have a Master's in Business Administration from Keller Graduate Management School of Business. And recently, I just completed my certificate in medical writing and editing from the University of Chicago. My work experience has been that I've been a quality control chemist at a few pharmaceutical companies, Aventis Behring, Abbott Labs, Northfield Laboratories, a validation specialist, documentation editor, and I worked with computer software validation for medical devices at Eli Lilly, and currently I'm a technical writer at Eli Lilly for the past 10 years. As a show of hands, how many know what a technical writer does? Okay, good. I found this funny cartoon from Dogbert, which says, Dogbert tweets, Tina, the technical, brittle technical writer, is technical writing the same as word processing? And she says, no. She says, I am a highly skilled communications professional. I can take jumbles of inert thoughts and bring them to life. And then the boss walks in and says, my secretary is running the staff meeting. I need you to retype this org chart. And then Dogbert says, the doctor is in. A lot of people have many ideas as to what technical writing is. You know, it could be a glorified secretary, whatever. But we do a lot. And I found this other one of what different people think technical writer does. So it's what my family thinks I do, what society thinks I do. Recruiters think you have all this software experience. What developers think I do, what I think I do, and what I actually do, which is pretty much everything else. So whatever needs to be done, I'm the person to go to. This is an example of what I think when I'm explaining technical writing to people. It's like, oh, hey, I've worked with these regulated documents, and I got to figure it out, and I have to get reviewers and approvers. I got to get them signed and approved, and that's pretty much the story. But even when I say that, as basic as it sounds, it's still quite confusing. My husband still doesn't know what I do. So a technical writer defined is also known as a technical communicator, is a professional writer who works together with a subject matter expert, SME, to produce a variety of deliverables geared to targeted audiences. And at Lilly, a lot of those targeted audiences are internal, and the deliverables are used to explain internal procedures, designs, and produce products, implement processes, sell products and services to other business, or define policies. And pretty much, this is the life cycle of technical writing, requirement analysis, designing phase, developing the content. And a lot of these may or may not be a part of each project that you're doing, but pretty much this is, you're going to do some form of one of those bullet points. At Lilly, and I'm speaking for myself as a technical writer, I've worked in the finance department. And so when you're working at doing technical writing in finance, you collaborate with a SME. Those SMEs are the accountants that you're working with. So you're basically there to help with their standard operating procedures, SAP job aids, their purchase to pay, the order to cash, and business to business process flow diagrams for each of their financial functions. Technical writing would be different in finance than in engineering and quality control. I've worked in quality control, and when you do technical writing in the quality control laboratory, you collaborate with SMEs, and your SMEs are the chemists and biologists. You're producing computer software validation, and normally you're creating a validation package. So the FDA requires that you have a validated system in order to use that system. So in order for it to be validated, you have to have a validation package which consists of these documents, a planning document which pretty much tell how you plan to deliver this validation package, a living document which tells about the system description, requirements, design, traceability, business continuity plan, disaster recovery plan, roles and responsibilities, all that is in that document. Then we have the testing document, and pretty much the technical writer is creating the test scripts based off of the requirements and design, and then the SME, which would be the chemist or whatever scientist is on that project, they would run those tests on that system to make sure it passes. And if it passes, great, you can move on to your test summary report and document all your results, and then you have an approved validation plan. So then you can, after, of course, you get the reviews and approvals from everybody, then you can, it's safe to use that system. And all this has to be documented in a control repository. And then yearly, you will do an annual periodic review of that system to make sure, you know, you're checking for audit trails to make sure everybody's, the correct people are getting into that system. And if there are any malfunctions of the system, all of that has to be notated. Then the next one is technical writing in engineering, and your SME in engineering would be the engineers produce documentation for medical devices. And these are the types of documents that you're producing in here: it's configuration specification and IQ-OQ, technical reports, test method validation, but not necessarily in that order. And a lot of times there are already templates out there that the engineers are, they already have a copy of the template, and they're just putting the content into those documents. And then you, as the technical writer, must make sure it's conforming to the in-house style guides, making sure all the formatting is there, correct spelling out acronyms, because you know Lily loves acronyms, making sure all the reference documents are notated in there. Now, other technical writing deliverables and duties are that we can write user manuals, which we do, department newsletters, posters, presentations for open house. Currently, I'm working on training documentation in the engineering department that I work for now. Schedule meetings, reserve rooms, take meeting notes, maintain the SharePoint site, file documentation. It's just a whatever in that other slide, the cartoon after the cartoon, the other. I mean, this is the other stuff that we do. As a technical writer, you do have to adhere to certain standards. You have the internal standards, which are your style guides, and the department templates, which has the logo and the branding that they want for that department. And of course, you have to adhere to FDA regulations, Sarbanes-Oxley for the finance group, and ISO for engineering. And these are the tools that technical writers use. Of course, you use Microsoft Word to create and edit documents. Adobe Reader is helpful to edit PDFs. You do a lot of project planning in Microsoft Excel, of course, Microsoft PowerPoint. You use Snagit Editor for screen capturing and taking pictures so you can put into your job aids or make a more visual presentation. Visio for flow charts and business processes. And, of course, Regulus is the repository for control documentation. So what does it take to be a technical writer? Because I know that's your main question. You need to have... Or you don't, but a lot of hiring managers and recruiters want a degree in journalism or English, but I've seen all kinds of degrees. So, you know, once you get into the role, they train you on what it is that you need to do for that particular department. You have to have the ability to write well, attention to detail, good interviewing and listening skills, and that is related to the SME that you're talking to be able to ask the questions to help you write your document. And the ability to handle criticism, because even though you know your grammar, your punctuation, and how things should be, it's a lot of pushback. People want to tell you where to put commas and what capitalize, and you're the low man on the totem pole, so you kind of have to do what they want you to do. So that's fine. And so, of course, project management skills, and you have to be proactive, resourceful, and flexible, and mainly patient, because there are multiple reviews, multiple updates, and lots of waiting around for documents to get signed. And I say it's okay to nag as long as you're nice. What is the difference between a technical writer and a medical writer? Well, they are pretty much on the same spectrum. They have to be concise and, you know, effective. Technical writing, our documents should be straightforward. It should tell you how to do something, easy to understand explanations or instructions on how something works, geared to a certain audience. And in medical writing, it is more specialized area. And a lot, I was reading that a lot of medical writers are PhDs or doctors or really specialized in the area of health and science. and you're writing for a different audience, like a highly educated professional audience or to the educated layman. And in medical writing, it also requires the ability to research, locate appropriate bibliographic sources, analyze, interpret, and present biomedical scientific data in the required format. And technical writing documentation such as CSV, and which is computer software validation and medical devices, must adhere to FDA regulations. Medical writing must also adhere to a complex process of clinical trials and regulatory procedures that lead to market approval. And I found on this website, hurleywrite.com, that the differences between technical writing and medical writing are who the readers are, how they're going to use the document, and what they need and want from the document. And so the job outlook for technical writers is, it's estimated to grow 10% from 2014 to 2024. And I got this from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And the average salary for technical writers around seven, where they said 10% made less than 50, I think, and 10% made above 100. So sign me up for that. And there are many professional organizations that technical writers are involved with, more so for the Society for Technical Communications, which I'm not a member of, AMWA, of course, and then the American Society of Quality. And I used to be a member of that one when I was really interested in quality, because we had to do a lot of quality checks for our documentation, but I like AMWA better.
I was a member of that. I said I was in
AS. You were? Okay. Well, that's my spiel on technical writing at Lilly. So, any questions? Oh, thank you.
Any questions?
You mentioned that you got a certificate from Chicago. Was it?
Well, I just got it January of this year. So it was like you can take four classes, which is four of the six classes they have, and you can get a certificate. So it was online, and one of the classes was on site. So you do like a weekend in Chicago, and they have a teacher for like 8 hours for 3 days, like a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's pretty much telling you how to do tables and biostatistics for medical writing. It's an introduction to medical writing. If you don't have any background in it. It was helpful. I mean, it's helpful because I'm learning about it, because I've never been a medical writer per se, but it's telling me all the clinical side of medical writing. So you can get it for cheaper online at like Stanford University for $25, and it'll show you all the courses. Like we were talking about that, the Coursera. Yeah, they have those too, but University of Chicago is not a bad thing to have on your resume. Okay, yeah.
I took one of those courses a long time ago. Uh-huh. It's very useful because I did it while I was living in Chicago.
Okay, and that's easier.
I meet a lot of fellow students, some of whom are taking it because their employer in the industry wanted them to take it. Mm-hmm.
And some were PhD students in the class, some were doctors, one was a lawyer. Yeah, so you have all walks of life in the class. So it was interesting.
Signed up for that. I took a course already.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you take online or in person?
Well, no, the online, I haven't been.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to take any classes in person? Like,
yes.
Yeah, those are good. Because yeah. You make the people.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you.
thank you.